us a quick summary of your leadership story. What would you like to share?
All right. Well, I think my leadership story is maybe a little different. I don't think it's as common as it used to be.
Okay.
But I'm Chief Operating Officer of San Francisco Federal Credit Union. And as of July, I would be here 36 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. So my whole career path into leadership has been with San Francisco Federal Credit Union.
That's awesome.
And I can't thank them enough for giving me that opportunity.
Yeah. So, so how did it start? How did you get into your existing position? I'm sure you have a wonderful story to tell.
Well, it started, as many in the industry would know from the olden days, so to speak, that you hear about a job opening through a friend of a friend. So my first full-time job after graduating from college was as receptionist here at San Francisco.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
So from there, it's just been a matter of growing with the credit union, which has been my favorite part, is to be able to see us grow. We were at $18 million in assets and 12 employees total, I think, when I was hired. And I went, literally the path was from receptionist into lending, then higher up into lending, then new membership. Mm-hmm. And then we merged membership with lending into operations. And finally, as we grew big enough in both areas, we separated lending again. Mm-hmm. And did just centralized lending. And I ended up owning the operations side, which ended up now being 7 physical branches, our call center, and membership development.
So it's safe to say, Jude, that you know that credit union inside and out.
Well, I think I'm kind of the historian of the credit union. When people want to know what happened before, I tend to get those questions.
Okay, so you can put that on your resume, too.
I also try to avoid the, we used to do, kind of statement.
Exactly. So yeah, you can put that on your business card as well. Historian. Yeah. With COO. Okay. So, what attributes or skills did you leverage to become the success story at your credit union? Because I'm sure there's a lot of perseverance, it sounds like, in your position. So, or in your positions.
I would say what it was, as you say, the perseverance, it was probably a lot of adaptability. Mm-hmm. Knowing as I was changing roles, things would change, but I was willing to go with that. Mm-hmm. And also see the direction the credit union was taking. Mm-hmm. and liking that. Mm-hmm. So it was certainly the willingness to take these different roles on.
Yeah.
I tend to be like one of those quiet listeners, taking a lot in and learning from that. So that's, I think, what has helped me along the way.
Yeah, listening is a key tool, and then you can chime in based on your wisdom that you've gained over the years. Okay, this is what I heard, this is what I know, here's what we can divulge. So very cool. So what's your proudest professional moment so far? It sounds like you may have a whole bunch of them.
Well, I was thinking about that, and I'd say the proudest, it probably is recurring, but it's still the same kind of base of that. And that is hearing us celebrate anniversaries at the credit union and knowing that I have branch managers that have been with us 20 and 25 years as well.
Wow,
so they've kind of been willing to take the road with me and grow as I've grown. And when I've hired them, they were hired at the teller line or as a front desk person as well. And, now find them in managing a branch. And I really like to see how they have achieved that.
Very cool. As you're talking, I'm thinking about, gosh, this really says a lot about the credit union as well, because it sounds like it's a really good environment to work in, where they're nurturing people from within to grow their careers and to raise to like the C-suite, like where you are now.
Exactly. And again, that gives the credence to our philosophy. We like to build career paths with our new hires. Mm-hmm. And one of the best things I like to hear is when I say, where would you like to be? They look at me and go, I want your job. I said, awesome. That's great.
Very cool. So what lesson have you learned? Have you learned any lessons along the way and that other women may be able to benefit from?
Well, again, I think it goes back to being willing to learn from all opportunities that are presented, mm-hmm. Being willing to work with the changes, work through the changes, mm-hmm. accepting them, mm-hmm. And I think that's probably one of the strongest things.
Okay. And any advice to kind of back that up? Any advice for women out there looking to pursue a similar career path as you?
Well, I'd like to say, I think the opportunities are there.
Yeah,
we just have to let it be known, mm-hmm. and that goes back to having conversations with your own manager or, higher up, that I am interested in a C-level position or a higher level. And, what can you do to help me get there?
Yeah, exactly.
And in reverse, what can I do to help my staff get there?
Yeah, that's kind of the theme that I've discovered in talking to and doing these interviews. Like, you got to ask for it. I mean, I think whether you're a woman or a man, you got to ask for it, you know, and it's not going to like fall into your lap. So you kind of got to go after it, right?
Right. Definitely.
Okay. All right, cool. So what can credit union organizations do to advance, to help women advance in leadership positions? Because I mean, like you said, there's lots of opportunities out there.
Well, and again, I think it's having those conversations to find out the ones interested.
Mm-hmm.
And those in particular, because they show interest, being able to give them the tools to get there. We have a really strong organizational development mm-hmm. team here
mm-hmm.
Where we do so many different workshops where we send our staff, women, we just had a group of credit union women go to our the Women's Summit here held in San Francisco mm-hmm. just this week. So mm-hmm. it was a great opportunity for them to hear some inspiring speakers.
Oh, right on.
And just giving the opportunity there to kind of network amongst the women's groups as well.
That's how you do it. Kind of brainstorm and pass along advice to each other. All right. To wrap up here, Jude, what legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in our industry? Because I'm sure, again, a lot of women want to follow in your career path. I mean, 36 years? 37 years? 36,
yes.
Gosh, I mean, that's an amazing story in itself.
Well, and again, I think because everything's been fresh as we grew here at the credit union, it was always something new. So I think that goes back to accepting the change, you know, learn from everybody. There's always opportunities to learn from everybody and then set your course,
mm-hmm.
you know, get that career path developed and find those resources to help you get there.
Love it. Great, great message to end on. Jude, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us and congratulations on your career. I love hearing stories like this and it's so cool. 36 years. That's awesome. And coming
thanks
out
a lot, Mike.
A receptionist. And now you've really taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, and become the CEO there. So congratulations. Well done.
Thanks a lot.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.